Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Another Monday here, and I want you to call somebody, and I'm on Facebook Live right now. That's right. My Facebook Live is Eddie Justice Jones Jr. If you're listening to the show and you want to go on Facebook Live, I'm on Facebook Live right now, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Okay. Now, the other thing is that what a show do we have? We have a great show for you today. We're going to have a wonderful guest. Our guest today will be Commissioner Christopher Wilson. Commissioner Christopher Wilson will be on our show today, and we're going to talk about some things, and I'm looking forward. We're going to have the word of the week for you, We're going to have the scripture of the week for you. We're going to have Clarence M. Allen. We'll regulate the manual. We're going to have Professor Raines, social justice, and the commentary. We're going to have also we're going to have Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones with mental health and youth. And I want to send a big shout out to all of our co-hosts and hosts. We're going to have Cousin V. Cousin V all the way from Texas with the sports report. Let's find out what's going on with our Lakers and our Dodgers. And I wonder if the Dodgers won last night. I hope they did. Well, anyway, we have a great show for you. Don't forget, we have Vera Jones with health and wellness. We need our health and wellness. We have to keep up with the COVID-19 stuff and what's going on and what we can do to keep ourselves healthy and thriving. We want to thrive by any means necessary. Without further ado, let's get one of our co-hosts in the studio. Let's get our co-producer, Clarence Mallon. Let's see. Good morning, Brother Clarence Mallon. Good morning. How are you this morning on this wonderful, beautiful Monday?
Good morning, Pastor Jenny. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there throughout California, the United States, and around the world. Good morning to my co-host this morning. We just ended Victims of Murder Rights Week, Pastor. You know, murder victims have rights, too. A lot of them are being violated, Pastor Eddie, with this new DA, especially here in Los Angeles, Gaston, man. You should have heard the mothers yesterday complaining about this guy, about their murdered child being murdered. And this guy is letting people out of jail. So, you know, once again, Eddie, thank you for producing the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show, because this show is written this morning, and we are in here.
All right. Thank you so much. That's our co-producer, Clarence Mallon. Let's get our other co-producer in here. Let's get Professor Reams in, our other co-producer of the show. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you on this wonderful Monday morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. It's a wonderful, wonderful Monday. It's great to also be with our radio, all of our radio listeners. And it's a good way that we start our week, and it's always a great way to start the week off in the right way, and in prayer and fellowship, and also with good cheer, but also the real deal, Holyfield. So good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much. Hey, Brother Clarence, did you want to say good morning to Professor Ring? And now, while we're waiting on Clarence to come back in, Clarence, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Professor Ring.
Good morning, the regulator, the prophet, Clarence Allen.
Hey, Professor, I'm glad you're back, because you have big shoes to fill with that commentary. I need all kind of cotton balls to stick up in there.
Once again, Clarence, I had no doubt that it was all in good hands because of the insight and the wisdom that you have. It's always good to... Yeah, but thank you. I'm honored over that, and you know, hopefully, once again, we both can close the limousine down, and then we can ship on out as we normally have done in the back.
Well, now, without further ado, let's get my sister Vera Jones, who will be bringing us health and wellness later. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Clarence. Good morning, Professor Reams, and all the other co-hosts and the listeners. I am wonderful.
Praise God. So everybody say good morning to Vera.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vera. You know, Pastor Eddie,
good
I got to give you thanks, man. Because you have Vera Jones on here. You have Aretha Anna Jones on here. And in this world, we need our help. For our mind and our mental, even our spiritual. So thank you, Pastor Eddie, for collaborating such a wonderful program.
Thank you so much.
And Vera, I've added aloe vera into my regimen, so thank you.
Oh, yes. Aloe vera is my favorite, and it, of course, it has my name in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Similar to what happens with me when people think about Listerine, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
That's a good one. But without further ado, let's get Cousin V in the studio with us. Cousin V, good morning, Cousin V. How are you, and welcome to the show?
Good morning. I'm doing fine down here in Texas.
Well, what part of Texas are you in today?
I'm at home because this is work week. So I'm at home in Lufkin, Texas. But I did have the twins and Kim here this weekend and all the cousins. They had a cousin's weekend.
Wow, that is amazing. So without further ado, everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning,
everyone. Welcome to the show once again.
Cousin V, these sports are going to take a sting in me today from Los Angeles teams.
Okay, all right, let's move. Okay, we got to get Christopher. Commissioner Christopher is going to be our special guest. And if you're listening to the show,
Miss Linda is on the line also. She's the 503 number.
Okay, let's see here. Wait. Okay, let's get Miss Linda in the studio here. Hold on a second. Do you see Christopher in the studio as well, Cousin V?
I see a 562 number and a 323-320.
Let's get both of those numbers. For some reason, I'm not seeing all my phone numbers here. But
okay, Miss Linda is 503-747, and then I have 562-201, and then 323-320.
Yeah, get to 323-320. Can you turn that?
I believe that's Solana.
No, that probably is Commissioner Wilson. Let's get him in the studio. I can't do it here for some reason. It's
okay.
Not showing.
It's 323-320.
Good morning, caller at 323-320. Are you there? Good morning. Okay, that won't be it. So let's go to. Okay, that won't be it. Let's go to.
Then I brought up Miss Linda.
Okay, good morning, Miss Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I've had a frustrating morning so far, but I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, we'll say a prayer for you.
I got a call from my 8 at the clock in the morning, an automated call, and it just didn't hit me right.
Yep. And then I have the 562-201 number pulled up.
Yeah, let's get 562-201. Hey, good morning, Terry Lee. Good morning. Good morning, Adrian Walls. How are you? Yeah, that's Christopher Wilson, Commissioner Christopher Wilson. Let's get him in the studio.
I'm here. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Commissioner Christopher Wilson. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking.
It is such an honor. Everybody on the show, please say good morning to Commissioner Christopher Wilson. You all know he's been on our show before. Everybody greet Commissioner Wilson.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Great to have you on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
Now, it's such an honor to have you back on. And you wear a lot of hats, Commissioner. You wear a lot of hats. Can you give us a little bit of your history? And we'll start off with your history. So go right ahead. Take the floor and please share.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I want to thank Pastor, for having me on, all the co-hosts, for welcoming me back. My name is Chris Wilson. I live in Signal Hill, California. We're surrounded by Long Beach, near in the Southern California region. I serve as a district director to currently. Assembly member Mike Gibson for 6 years, and I worked for the state legislature 6 years prior to that. So I left working for the assembly after about 12 years. I felt that it was time for me to move on and, you know, look at new journeys and new opportunities and see where God takes me. So now I'm working for the Los Angeles County Business Federation as a public policy manager. Voluntarily, I serve as the planning commissioner for the city of Signal Hill. We're a small knit town, about 2.2 square miles, but we have a lot of life, a lot of diversity in our city. I also serve as the government relations chair for the 100 Black Men of Long Beach. Many of you probably are aware that this is a national or international organization, actually. We have chapters in London, the 100 Black Men of America. I've been with them since 2007. I serve as a Rotarian for my local city. So I just do what I can just to be involved and to do what I can to breed the next person that's wanting to step up for public service and get involved and do the right thing for their community. So very honored to be here and to be part of the show. Thank you.
You know, Commissioner Wilson, you are a man of his word. You're a man of God. You have great leadership qualities. You're doing a great work, and not only in Long Beach, not only in Signal Hill, but all over. You're well known for your work. You're well known for doing what you say you're going to do. Matter of fact, I want to send a shout out to a young man named Dennis, who you assisted to help get his record signed. And we just want to thank you on the show because you have helped a lot of people get their records expunged, through the assemblyman Mike Gibson. But you have been the catalyst to assisting people in doing what they need to do to get their records expunged. So would you elaborate on that a little bit, Commissioner?
Sure, yeah. And, it was a great program. It was when I first started with Assemblymember Mike Gibson, who's still in office and still is a great mentor, a great friend. I have high respect for him. He's a great leader. In 2014, when I came into his office, he wanted to do a program that really served the community. And the governor at the time, Governor Jerry Brown, wanted to bring something to California that spoke to really helping out black and brown communities. And so there was this program called the Expungement Program. It would be a temporary program because a lot of the monies would come out of the state, and we were just kind of coming back from the last recession of 2009-2010. And the Expungement Workshop or the Expungement Program would expunge up to 70% of someone's record. If they qualify. Now this wouldn't be felonies or anything like that. It would be misdemeanors. For example, if you had a couple of traffic tickets that piled up, or if your driver's license has been suspended for unpaid parking tickets, this program would help you get that cleared up, so that you could be able to go to work or to drop off your kid at daycare or school, just economic, opportunities like that. It was a great program. We had about four workshops throughout its life. It lasted for about 2 years or so. So each time that we had that program, the lines were just wrapped around the building. It was an amazing sight to see. Not so much of just the attendance, but just the need for this type of help. And I hope that, we can have a program in the future, whether it's California or whether it's other state legislatures throughout our nation, that can have these types of programs that really uplift the black community.
Commissioner Wilson, you just said a whole lot. Can we all give a big hand for Commissioner Wilson? Just give him a hand because the expungement program is amazing. Now, Commissioner, our first subject matter and our first topic for the show is, Long Beach Mayor opens the Long Beach Convention Center for the kids that came over the border alone. What's your take on this particular subject matter, Commissioner Wilson, you are interested in this program, along with the 100 men of Long Beach and the mayor and everybody. So talk a little bit about the program where the mayor has opened up the convention center for the kids that have come from the over the border, most of them by themselves.
Sure. No, this is a very important program. I think it's important to understand the history and how this came about. So unaccompanied minor children, we've heard about this subject issue before during, you know, the Trump administration, even the Obama administration. And this has been such a challenge for a lot of these minors to be reunified with their parents or with their mothers or with their fathers or whomever is a relative, because these kids are fleeing persecution. They're fleeing danger, and for whatever reason, the cartel, et cetera. And the Biden administration, in collaboration with the Department of Health and Human Services, were looking to identify big enough convention centers or community buildings that would be able to provide shelter to. That's probably the right term. Provide shelter to these migrant children. And LA was in the hopper, but the LA Convention Center didn't have some of the necessities that the Long Beach Convention Center had. San Diego also has the same program. And so the Biden administration, in collaboration with the city of Long Beach, chose Long Beach to be that temporary shelter. And this is a program only until about, I think, August or September or so. So this is not a long, permanent program. And, you know, this is providing, you know, as these migrant children are transitioning to get reunited with their family, the job of the Long Beach Convention Center is just to provide not just the shelter, but the health care if they need it. You know, there was a couple council members on Facebook Live or other social media platforms that were talking about their experience. They were saying that, you know, there was places where they could, you know, watch movies in the convention center to be able to, if they're in need of clothes or hygiene products. There's learning in that aspect. So I think that the city of Long Beach is trying to make it as comfortable as possible as they transition and reunite with their families. Now, the funding is coming from the national government. It's not coming from the city of Long Beach or the taxpayers of Long Beach. So that's a misconception if you've heard different. But I think as a whole, this program is something that is humane. It's the right thing to do, in my opinion. And again, this is a transition until those children are reunited with their parents in whatever fashion that looks like. The job of Long Beach is just to provide that temporary convenience for them as much as possible and get the services that they need.
That is amazing. That's amazing. I think we're going to have to clap our hands again. Come on, you guys. Let's give another big hand for what's being done for the kids that are coming over the border.
Excellent.
Amazing. I commend you. And, you know, Commissioner, now everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Good morning, Diana Forte. How are you? You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, rights, human rights, your rights, and my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And our exclusive special guest on the show this morning is Commissioner Christopher Wilson, who, and right now our subject matter and our topic was the kids that are being housed at the convention center, which I think is amazing, because if I was a kid, I would have this little noise in the background there, we could kind of, you know, okay, thank you. If I was a kid and I was walking over the border by myself, and I didn't have any clothes or food or anything. Matter of fact, I saw two kids that were saved from, they were in the river, and the Coast Guard or whoever went by and saw those kids in the river, and they picked them up and put them on the boat, and then they brought them on over. And now they're being taken care of. And it's so important that we realize, and commissioners, I know I asked you off the show, but I'm going to ask you on the show. Do you think I might be privy to maybe getting a tour of the convention center, if you can arrange that?
Yeah, that's something that I'm trying to work on. I know council members and the mayor have toured the actual inside of it. I believe that there were some ministers that were there maybe on a separate day. But, yeah, we're trying to work on that. I think that you bring a set of skills and a set of service that a lot of these children need to hear. And it's good just to know that as these migrant children come to, the California or, wherever they're going, that, that they're in good hands. So, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, this time, because I know that you are a very, very busy person, and you do a lot of great things, and it's 9:26 a.m. And at this time, I'm going to hear a little sound in the background. I don't know whose phone that is, but could you mute that out, please? Hey, what's going on? There's no be careful, because while we're on interviews, just try to, mute yourself out if you're going to be doing some cooking or cleaning some pans or whatever you might want to do. But I'm going to go around to our fellow co-hosts and co-producers and see if they have a question or a statement for Commissioner Christopher Wilson, who we are honored, and I mean honored to have on the show. Without further ado, let's start off with Professor Reed. Professor Reed, do you have a question or a statement for Commissioner Wilson?
No, just a comment. Thank you so much, Commissioner Wilson. I don't know if you remember us, but we're also a Rotarian family, and we're in Long Beach, but also we're members of Signal Hill, so Rotary overall. And my wife is Phyllis Green, who is the past president. So it's always good to hear all the wonderful things that you're doing, and thank you so much for reunifying and these families. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so without further ado, we're going to go over to Cousin D, all the way down there in Lufkin, Texas. Do you have a question or a statement for Commissioner Wilson?
A statement. As you know, I've worked with those kids before from those different countries, and I just want to say I commend you for having the same passion and the heart that I do for people that are coming here from other countries, because they're human beings also. And I just want to say that it's sad that everyone wants to put it on the news now, but they really didn't do that when 45 was in the office, and now they want to make it look like it's a bad thing, but actually, it's a good thing, because that program actually started when President Obama was there, and I had a chance to work with those kids, and those kids become a part of you when you work that close with them. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Without further ado, we're going to go over to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, my sister, who does health and wellness on our show. Vera, do you have a question or statement for Commissioner Wilson?
Well, just a statement, Commissioner Williams. It's outstanding. It is great what you're doing for the children, because they really need resources. And then for someone to look out for them while they have no one, while they're here alone. So thank you, what you're doing.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, we're going to go now to Clarence M. Allen, co-producer of the show. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for Commissioner Wilson?
Yes, first of all, Commissioner, thank you for coming on the show again. I was just thinking and listening to my other co-host and listening to the fantastic work that you're doing, and I was thinking of this past administration. How can you be so horrible and monstrous to separate kids, parents, and knowing the many reasons that they came here anyway to get from the violence to crimes and all the other atrocities that they had to escape from just to live. And who are we as a people to stop people from living anywhere when God created this planet, this earth, created us and all the life sources that there is. And so with this new administration stepping in, I'd like to thank the president, the vice president, and on down to you and those you work with for remedying the atrocities. You know, I don't know if you call it kidnapping. This is like some of the horrors of slavery, to separate kids and put them in concentration camps and hold them, you know. And I you know, just to even think about those living conditions. So thank you for what you're doing, you know, this administration and all those who are working from your level on up and down to bringing these kids comfort, the education, the health care, even just giving them time to entertain themselves until they get located with their families. You know, man, it's huge what you're doing. So keep up the amazing work that you're doing. I commend you.
Thank you. I appreciate your words.
Now, thank you so much, Commissioner. Our next topic is a kind of a deep, this topic is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains and swifter than the rivers, but it is a much needed topic to discuss because they have passed in the city of Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma, Texas, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and a few other places, they're working on passing a law that if anyone is protesting, anyone that's protesting, they have given them the passing a law for them to be able to hit you with their car. Can you believe that, Commissioner?
What?
Yes.
That's the first time I've heard that. Wow.
Yes, they've already passed it in one state already. A law that if they see you protesting, they have the right to hit you with their car.
Oh, my God.
Now, when a law like that is passed, we know where that law came from. I'm not going to say what I really want to say. But I'm going to start off with you, Commissioner. How do you feel about a law that's been passed that if you see people protesting, you can hit them with your car or whatever you want to do? And you won't
Go right ahead. That's just inhumane. I mean, I even think that there was a legislative body to even consider that type of language or type of legislation. It just behooves me. It's just so I can't wrap my arms around it. I mean, that's the first time me hearing about this. I'll definitely go to research that and see what that looks like. I think as a whole, a lot of state legislatures are waking up. A lot of people are holding them accountable because there's just so much injustice going on throughout the nation. We witnessed the trial of Derek Chauvin, and 2 days later there was another funeral for a black kid that was killed by the police. This morning I'm waking up to another press conference. There's just so many names that unfortunately hard to keep up with because it's becoming so normal, unfortunately, to turn on the TV and see another unarmed black kid or black man being shot by the police. And the answer, is more training, but we need to really dive into the details and really look at the system. The system is not only problematic, but it's racist. And that's where we get the term systemic racism, because what worked back in the 1960s and 1970s is clearly not working here in 2021 and needs to be updated, because too many mothers and fathers are grieving. Where you know, it's not their place to have to bury their child. It's not their place, and I think that's the most frustrating part.
And you know, I want to piggyback and add to that statement that you just made. What an atrocity! They are so cold and callous now. They show the young lady who called the police in Ohio. She called the police, and these two girls are jumping on her. And her only defense is to grab a knife to try to defend herself when she won't beat her up. And unfortunately, when the cop gets off the car, instead of using a taser or a billy club or a plastic bullet, he pulls out and uses lethal force and shoots her three times and kills her on the spot. A 16-year-old girl that had a future that called the police. She's the one that called the police. Now people are saying, oh, she was going to stab the girl. Well, you know what? Maybe, but we'll never know if she's going to stab her or not, because the cop shot her three times. I mean, I can understand wounding her in the leg, shooting her in her side or whatever, but to shoot her three times, that's kill. That's kill, kill, kill. Now, if he would have shot her in the leg, he could have wounded her. I guarantee you, she was being shot in the leg, she would have dropped the knife or whatever. But before he can give her an opportunity, he just says, drop the knife or whatever, and then he starts shooting. So she didn't have an opportunity to drop it. But it's questionable. It's a whole other case. But I just wanted to ask you, Commissioner, being that we're on the subject matter of this law being passed, it seems like they're trying to create laws to hold on a second. It seems like they're trying to create laws to stop people from protesting. And now you know who's going to be protesting. But fortunately, it's not just African-Americans protesting. It's not just Latinos. Whites are protesting, Asians, Filipinos, everybody's protesting all together. Everybody was out there for George Floyd. Everybody was out there for Rihanna. Everybody was out there for Sandra Bland. Everybody was out there for Michael Brown. And everybody's out there for Dante. So just, what do you think, Commissioner, about the shooting that just took place with the young lady, the 16-year-old that was shot in Ohio?
It's just unfathomable. I don't have any words. I mean, I can't imagine what the parents are going through or the friends, are having to deal with this. And again, it's, you know, I would just try to understand how hard it could be for a mother to bury a son. You know, as long as life is for all of us, it should be the other way around. You know, the parent or the son or daughter burying the parents after a life that has been celebrated, a longevity of life, that should be how it should be done. Not the other way around, because somebody was taken at the age of 13 or 14 or 22 or 23. And their life was cut short because a policeman or a policewoman that was sworn to protect us is killing us. That's the reality that we live in, and it's a unfortunate reality, because I've always we're seeing, you know, all of these shootings on TV because for publicity purposes, et cetera. But we're not seeing the ones that did not make the news. And those are who we have to fight for also. The ones that their death was in vain. There was no justice served. There was no Ben Crump on the TV screen or no Al Sharpton at the TV screen. Those are the ones that we have to make sure that the system is right for people who don't receive the type of justice that they need to receive. You know, here in Signal Hill, I'm not only a planning commissioner, but after the George Floyd assassination, the city of Signal Hill created a diversity coalition committee. And the job of that committee is to educate people about our diversity, is to have those uncomfortable conversations about, you know, the police in our city. Because a little history about our city, yes, it's 2.2 square miles. Back in the day, it was a very white-dominated city. Matter of fact, the KKK used to have meetings on top of one of our parks. And so I'm proud to be part of that committee, to work and to educate people on the diversity and the things that we were raised. You know, me as a black man and as a Latino man, I was raised, whenever you're stopped by the police, you know, you don't make any sudden hand gestures. You instruct the policeman as to what you're doing with your hands. Okay, Mr. Officer, I'm going to reach for my registration in the glove compartment, or reach for my insurance in the glove compartment, and you do that slowly. Well, we have to ask ourselves why are we still having to do that? Because if you take the same example of that for a Caucasian man or a Caucasian woman who may move more swiftly, or may even take it into another environment and immediately get out of the car, will that person be shot if that person was black? So those are the types of mannerisms that we're trying to really dissect as a coalition committee. The 100 Black Men of Long Beach supported that amendment in our for the city of Signal Hill to create the diversity coalition committee. But we have to really say enough is enough. And we have to just put our money where our mouth is and actually go out there and be part of that system so we can change that system.
Amen. See, everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to send a big shout-out to you, my son, Ishmael Jones, and my grandson, Noah, who just turned 1 year old yesterday. Happy birthday, grandson. Happy birthday, Noah. You have so much life in front of him. My little grandson, Noah. You've got to shout him out. Also, I want to shout out Diana Forte. Hey, Diana, my high school friend from high school, Susanilla Dorsey High. I want to shout out the alumni of Susanilla Dorsey High School. I feel proud to be on the board for the Alumni Association at Dorsey. And we're going to be doing some great things in the future for Dorsey. So shout out to Susan Miller Dorsey High School and all the executive board on the Alumni Association. Also, I want to shout out Elaine Cosley. Hi, Elaine. How are you? God bless you and Kim and Senia and everybody. Okay, everybody, the whole family. God bless you guys. I want to send a shout out to Denise Washington, who also went to Dorsey. Hey, what's up, Denise? How you doing? God bless you. All my friends and people out there, Terry Lee and everybody on Facebook Live, thank you guys for joining me, and thank you for the hearts that you're sending right now. I appreciate that. And to all the listeners who have called into the show, if you want to call into the show and you want to ask a question or you want to listen in, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Our very exclusive and special guest today is Commissioner Christopher Wilson, who is not only a good friend, but also a man of his word who works really hard to bring people together, to show people a whole kind of way to live. And this is what it's all about. Our subject matter right now is in the state of, now they've already passed a law in Oklahoma. Now listen to me carefully, because somebody's going to get upset about this. I know I was upset. When I first read it, I was like, is this real? Can somebody actually legislatively put a law like this into order and it really be done? I mean, this takes me way back to slavery. I mean, when it was okay to hang somebody, when they would have a picnic, and a picnic meant to pick a Negro. Okay, okay. But anyway, in the state of Oklahoma, it's already been passed. Texas, North Carolina, and South Carolina, they're working on passing the law. If you are out protesting they have a right to hit you with their car. So somebody text, some guy from somewhere back in the woods sent out a text on Facebook, sent out a thing on Facebook that said, splatter, splatter, you somewhere, Negro, okay? And I thought that was deeper than the ocean right there. I couldn't believe it. But who would think, like the commissioner said, in 2021, we would be still dealing with things that we dealt with in 1969 or 1960, okay? It's unbelievable. But anyway, let's go to our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Weigh in on it. Clarence, what do you think about people, they're passing? They already passed a law in Oklahoma. Somebody look it up already. What do you think about this?
Yes, you're looking at this law that was signed last week by the governor of Oklahoma, signed the law to give drivers a pass if someone's protesting in the street and they get ran over and even killed by the driver of that car. We even looking at something similar in Florida. That governor has signed a bill because of some of the actions that the police take against us, even the Ku Klux Klan takes against us. So we're looking at, you know, this is two Americas in one, Pastietti, you know. So, yes, Oklahoma has spearheaded the charge. We had three Black Lives Matter marches this week just in Los Angeles. We had the Armenian protest this weekend because of the genocide in Turkey. Los Angeles was full of protests this weekend. Can you imagine if somebody were just to go through each of these protests when people are just want to come out and protest the civil rights, the constitutional rights, even the genocide of a couple of million people that were killed in 1915 through 1918 in Turkey. Makia Bryant, the 16-year-old girl, was gunned down by the cop and killed. She was a foster child. So we have to also look at our system. You know, this happened at the property that she lived.
Yeah.
So not knowing all the facts, it appears that she could have been defending herself. Whatever happened on her property, those people were on her property. And for this officer to shoot and kill her, and he wasn't even the first officer at the scene, we have to look at the way they look at us. A man named Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina was just gunned down over this. I believe it was Friday or Wednesday, between Friday and Wednesday. I forgot the exact date. He was in a car on his own property. The DA refused, and the police chief refused to release that tape. His car was faced away from the police. A lady that knew him all her life witnessed the aftermath of the scene, and this is a young man, I believe, I'm not sure of his age, but he was young, maybe around 30, and had, I believe, up to maybe five children, a father. So, you know, we as people, Pastor Eddie, we got to talk to our family. We have to talk to our young people and even our adults on how do we respond. If we get stopped, pulled over by the police, we can't give them a crack in the door, an inkling of light to get an alibi to shoot to kill us, because every excuse that's imaginable, even the ones we can't even imagine, are being used today to gun us down and kill us.
And that right there, that bothers me. Cousin V, we have a caller in the 314-381 area code. Let's get them on the line. They might have a question for the commissioner or for the show itself. Can you get that caller on in 314-381 area code, please? Okay, here we go. Caller in the 314-381 area code. Are you there?
Hold
you know,
on,
Missouri
I'm trying
just
to get
passed.
This computer is moving slow.
Okay, I got it. Good morning, good morning. I'm sorry, say that again. Calling the 314.
I was saying Missouri just passed Missouri just passed a bill against highway blocking of interstate highways and things of that nature. And I support that bill. If you're going to protest in a place where you're not endangering other people and also endangering yourself. An interstate highway is not a place to be protesting because people can get killed, and also you are making others get involved in your protest that don't want to be. They're trying to travel to where they have to go. Another thing, too, I know Ferguson very well, has grown up close to the area. You got blacks that's moving from Ferguson, running from Ferguson, and over into St. Charles County, which is 90% white and all white police forces. So what can we say about that? I don't think it's the police. I think they're running away from the mayhem. And I don't know what's going on out there in California. I've never been there up to of no great extent. But listening to you guys talk, it must be something else. Thank you.
Let me just say this to you.
What's your name?
Something else everywhere you go right now. It's not just in California. It's not just in Missouri. You know, I believe that the COVID-19 pandemic stress syndrome has kicked in around the United States and around the world. So it's not just in Beverly Hills. It's not just in California. It's everywhere. Crime is everywhere. You can see these shootings that are taking place across the United States of America. And if you want to support the bill that people support, you have a right to do that. You have a right to do it. But how
Thank
do
you,
you,
sir.
You run a person over? Would you run a person over is the question.
Well, if somebody, you got people that's jumping out in front of you, and sometimes these people are approaching you with the weapons, bats and stuff, trying to bang up against your car and that. Well, absolutely. I don't want nobody to harm me, but you know, I'm going to tell you something else. And we always talk St. Louis is bad and Chicago is worse. You don't have 4,300.
When you say it absolutely.
Have 4,000.
When you say it absolutely.
Well, yes. If someone gets in front of me and coming, if what I've seen on the news, and I've seen people jump up on people's cars, smashing their windshields. Well, those people don't want to sit there and be further annihilated and attacked. And, you know, Missouri is a constitutional carry state. And blacks carry, blacks open carry in downtown St. Louis with AR-15 crossbows and whatever weapons. Nobody bothers them.
They carry in Arizona. They carry in Texas. It's open carry in a lot of places around the
country.
Those
are great. Yeah, I think that's great.
But the most important thing that I want to focus on right now is you said you would hit a human being with your car. I mean, now what if they're not bothering your car with a bat or whatever, and what if they're just in the way? Would you still hit them?
Well, I think what the law says is that if you got somebody out there on an interstate highway, they're not supposed to be out there. And it's just like in crosswalk. If you're in a crosswalk, are people supposed to stop for you until you get out of that crosswalk, even if you have the light in your favor? But if you're out of that crosswalk and you walk out in front of traffic, well, that driver is not held responsible.
Okay, hold that thought right there. We got to go back to Commissioner Wilson because he has to be off by 10. So we want to get Commissioner Wilson back on. Commissioner Wilson, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, great. You called it from the 314 area code. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. P. P as in Paul.
Okay, P. Mr. P. Tianchi, you've called us many times before. We know who you are, and we're glad to have you on. Commissioner, what do you think about what you just heard from Mr. Tianchi? His opinion, he said that he would absolutely hit someone if they got in the way or approached his vehicle with some sort of things that could hurt him or hurt his vehicle. Go ahead, Commissioner. Please weigh in on your opinion on how you feel about the law itself and whether you think the law should even be in order. Because now it's already passed in Oklahoma, and they're working on – I heard it's passed in Missouri, and now they're working on Florida and Texas and North and South Carolina. Go right ahead, Commissioner. I know you have a
wow.
few minutes.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, that you know, if that's Mr. Pete's opinion to feel that way, and I definitely respect that opinion, that it's his to have. Personally, I don't feel the same way. I don't feel that it's right or humane to use a car as a weapon because you feel indifferent of the message that you're hearing that where people are protesting. Now on the highway piece or on the streets or whatever, you know, there are procedures to and processes to obtain a permit from your city hall, from your police department, from you know wherever to be able to actually lawfully protest. That's part of your First Amendment right to actually do that. And I think local governments recognize that, and they should encourage peaceful protesting or protesting if it's not the same message. When it comes to violence, that's where the police steps in because it's no longer being lawful. But I think that let's really look at the reason why that people are protesting, because there's something wrong with the system. There's an injustice being served here, and people are fed up. They're tired of just sitting at home watching TV where these innocent black kids or whomever are being gunned down. You know, they wanted to.
Could you give me an example of where they're being gunned down?
Mr. P.I.
I'm from Ferguson, where Mike Brown was.
I mean, that's
okay.
I only have ten more minutes, and there's a long list. I'm sure if you just Google unarmed black teen, several searches will pop up. But I think that it's really important to be able to look at the system that's not working for a lot of African American people, Latino people, API community, or even LGBT. You know, and the list goes on and on. So, you know, I'm Googling the law right now, and you know, the reality is you have a lot of conservative state legislators. Houses throughout the nation, mostly in the South. That you know, the South was there's no secret; those were Confederate states. So you really have to look at what is the reason why that white folks want to curtail the protesting or the voting of African Americans. Look at Georgia. It made the news. You can't give a person water if they're standing in line to vote. I mean, you know, a lot of these things are just like, what year do we live in? Do we live in 2021 or 1921? So it's really unfortunate. But I think that change has to start from the ground up, not from the top down.
Right. And thank you so much, Mr. Well said and duly noted. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to give a shout out to Gloria Majors and Evangelist Katrina Valentine on Facebook Live and everybody on Facebook Live. Our topic of discussion right now, in the state of Oklahoma and in the state of Florida, they already passed a law that if you are protesting and marching, they have a right to hit you with their car and they can actually kill you and go to court and get away with it. They will not be charged with a murder of an African-American or Latino or whoever is marching and protesting in those states. I think it's ridiculous. We had a caller in the 832-880 in Texas. Let's get them on the show and let's see what they're talking about. Good morning, caller in the 832-880. Are you there? Good morning. Okay, let's try that again. All right, let's see. Caller in the 832-880, are you there? Okay, I think they are just on the line. Let's try one more time. Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold. Okay, so I want to go around really quick because you know, we only have a few more minutes to have the commissioner on. He has meetings and things to it that he has to do. We want to thank Mr. P for coming on because we always need someone to tell us how they feel. And Mr. P feels like he said he would hit a person if they came towards his car or they were in the way on a state highway, he would hit them. And I think it's inhumane, and the car is definitely a murder weapon, period. No human being can withstand against a car. And if we're marching, that's just like sticking a dog on you. If you're protesting, that's like the same thing as putting a water hose on you. So it takes me over to Professor Reams with social justice. Professor Reams, take the floor. It's almost 10 o'clock. Commissioner, do you have to go now, Commissioner?
I can stay up for like 5 more minutes. I can push 5 more minutes.
Okay, 5 more minutes. I wanna go ahead to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, really quick, give us your take on what you just heard.
Well, what I see it as what's going on is that take a interesting view that if these laws and regulations and things are coming up, then we must be doing something right because it is riling up the base of some type. And for this to happen, yes, there are situations where you have the protesters that are going out of control and all those things in general. However, it's also the idea that a lot of protests are being as effective as possible. Because the fact that you're seeing not only this, but with also many of the voter suppression laws coming up, that something did happen to actually affect the mainstream and or the folks that are in power. And so it's always interesting to see this. We've seen this before. And one thing that may happen with many of these laws, like even with some of the new laws that are coming up, is that legislations will come up, but then it might be challenged, and then it goes to the Supreme Court to see if it's constitutional, and then there has to be a modification depending on what's happening with the state laws versus with the Constitution. So I look at these as a situation where the state is exerting its right and it has the right to do it, but it's also the situation of where we still live under the Constitution, and we'll see what happens when it goes up against First Amendment rights and protesting overall. So stay tuned. This is the interesting times that we're living in, and it's just fascinating to see how when you have woke culture questioning things, how things begin to change because then the rules are changing overall. And I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so very much. That was he's a real professor, Professor Reams. He worked at a university. He's a very prominent professor. Shout out to Dr. Reams, his wife, who's a wonderful doctor, and to the Reams family. It's an honor to have our co-producer. But without further ado, and we'll go to our other co-producer and co-host in just a few minutes, but I want to get closing remarks from our wonderful, exclusive, special guest, Commissioner Christopher Wilson. Please, Commissioner, take the floor. Give us your closing remarks as you wrap it up. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Pastor, and thank you to all the co-hosts for having me. Thanks to everyone who tuned in and asked questions and just listened. I think we need more podcasts, radio shows, conversations, dialogues, whatever you want to call it, like this. Because if we're really going to create change in our community, we need to have those uncomfortable conversations. The conversations that sometimes just turns our head because it's not appealing to us or it doesn't affect us. We need to learn to disrupt the system because the system is not working for us. You know, when you have states like Georgia and others that are looking to suppress the vote because they're concerned about the next presidential or the next midterm election, that's not representation. So we should really be looking at real change coming from the community. We need to talk to people. We need to have dialogue and say, you know what, this is not the right way that we should be doing this. We need to call our congressmen, call our senators and assembly members and council members and commissioners and school board members and water board members. You know, people that have influence, because when people are in those places, they have a responsibility to listen. They have a responsibility to act. Now, you don't have to, because I've always learned, you don't have to be someone to do something. You don't have to be a president. You don't have to be a council member. You don't have to be a school board member to actually affect change and to do something in your community. You could just be a concerned citizen. You could be a concerned community member, a concerned person that wants to see their street sweeping 6 times a day instead of only 5. They want to see equity when it comes to their trees being trimmed in this part of the community versus other parts of the community. You know, change needs to happen from the ground up, not from the top down. And so I want to thank, again, Pastor Jones for having me on, all the co-hosts for welcoming me again. It's always a privilege to be on the show and just to hear that conversation, because it allows me to understand what the temperature is right now in our nation. So thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
It's an honor. It's an honor. And can we all just give Commissioner Wilson a big hand?
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you for telling the truth.
Thank you.
The Commissioner.
Thank you so much for all the work you're doing. You. Commissioner.
Now, I want to, just thank you, Commissioner. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll be in touch. I'm looking forward to the tour over at the convention center and hanging out with you for a while. Have a wonderful, phenomenal, beautiful, blessed day. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye now. Thank you all.
Take care. We're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jesse Jones Radio Talk Show. You just heard a wonderful, great interview with Commissioner Christopher Wilson. He's an amazing individual, amazing man of God, an amazing, hardworking man. And he does a great, great tribute of wonderful things for the community and for other people. And so I'm honored to know him. He's been on our show before. He's been an assemblyman for Mike Gibson for at least 12 years. And now he's a commissioner over the city of Signal Hill in Long Beach, California. So he deals with legislation, and he deals with people from the president all the way down. So, it's an honor to have someone of that caliber on a civil rights talk show that's talking the real deal, Holyfield, where there's no smoking guns. You heard it raw, uncut, and it's the real deal, Holyfield, on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Now I want to go to Cousin V. Cousin V, tell me, how do you feel about what you just heard about that law being passed, and they're trying to pass it in Texas? How do you feel, Cousin V?
I don't think it's right, no matter what, because I know that in Dallas last year, when they had the protest, they had people on the bridges and stuff, and the police had sprayed pepper spray on them and tear gas and things like that. But I don't think it's fair that anyone should use a car as a means of hurting anyone.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more at all. Matter of fact, let's go to Vera Jones. Vera, what do you think about that law that they're working? They already passed it in Oklahoma and in Florida. Now they're working on passing it in Texas, North and South Carolina. But I don't think that law ever touched California. So go right here. How do you feel about that, sis?
I don't feel good about that. Because as Commissioner Williams mentioned, people have a right to march. And, okay, so if it's on the freeway, but what if it's on the street or the sidewalk? Okay, so, and then we believe in marching, not rioting, because, I mean, so what do you do when you see an animal passing across and you just hit the deer or whatever because it's in your way? No, I feel that we have to be patient, and we have to treat others as if the way we would like to be treated, because hey, that might be your neighbor that you just ran over, your son or daughter. You're not going to look, you're just going to run them over. So I don't agree with it.
Yeah, and so for those who are just coming on, I want to send a shout out to Evangelist Lori, How are you guys, Lori? How are you? God bless you. I see Brother Clarence on Facebook Live, too. And Lori and Adrian and everybody else on Facebook Live, thank you so much for tuning in. Our subject matter and our second topic of today is the laws have already been passed in Oklahoma and in Florida. But if you see people protesting, and if you want to, you can hit them with your car and you won't go to prison for it. You can kill them and you won't go to prison. What a law to be passed. Back in the day, they would stick the dogs on you, put the water hose on you, beat you with sticks and everything. And now it seems like the same Ku Klux Klan that was doing whatever then, they done, you know, gave rebirth, and now they're working on passing these. And you know who's passing a law like that. Because there's no way a law like that would ever be in the state of California. Okay? But in these little rural areas in the country where you have these folk, certain kind of folk, they want to pass a law like this. Clarence M. Allen, what do you think about this law? Brother Clarence, take the floor. Give us your take on this law. What do you think, brother?
First of all, let me just once again commend the commissioner for his input. And, you know, I think it's healthy that we have the other look in on what's going on when we look at these laws. Because we learn how they think. We learn how they operate. We learn how they, if I use the word, feel towards us when we have been murdered, oppressed, discriminated against, cursed, even goes into, like you said, dogs being sicked on us, being hosed. And you name it, tear gas. And so we as a people, we're fed up. What do? How do we get attention not only to the United States but even unto the world of the atrocities that some of these people here in this country continue to condone and do upon us to perform their evil acts, you know, just because of the color of your skin. You know, so it's good that we heard from Mr. Pete, because we get to know how they think. We get to know what they believe. We get to know what they will do. He is one of them that will run you over. And he is one that will shoot you in the back while you're running. Because if you're going to condone what's wrong with America, And don't support what's right, you're just as much of them than anybody else. And so that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, he's part of the problem and not part of the solution. And I think, you know, like there's a lot of people who listen to this show that are probably right-wing people, but they'll never show their faces on the show. They probably listen online so you can't see who they are or hear who they are. But I get a lot of people to send emails later about the show, and they go, man, now wait a minute. I want you to know, we got people listening in Canada, Japan, Russia, Germany, Africa, Belgium. People are listening to the show all over the Turkey, and I didn't know. I mean, I just keep up with the stats every week. And then you got people listening in Detroit, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, North, South Carolina, Colorado, Arkansas, Texas, and everywhere else around the United States. And I thank everybody for listening. But I want the ones who are the real right wings, like Mr. P, to come on to the show and have an opinion. We're not going to kill you because your opinion is that you would hit a person and kill them. We just know that you're African-American, and if you feel like that, you're just as white as what's not right. Like they used to say black was bad luck, but to me, white is not right. Okay? And I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm not being racist or prejudiced. I'm just saying all white is not right, okay? And all skin folks ain't kin folks. You got some sellout people, Uncle Toms, who will go beyond the call of duty to do their own people in, you know. Unfortunately, you know, there's always going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 100 of those, okay? And so we have to be vigilant. we need to be steadfast in accomplishing positive goals as a community and as a team and as a family. Because the less we kill each other, the more we can get together to do the things that we need to do to make the changes. But if we're just shooting and killing each other and hating on each other, we're never going to be able to galvanize as a people, because strength runs in numbers, and they know that. So we have to put our numbers together, and then we need to move as a unit, like we did for the George Floyd case, like we did for the Rodney King case, like we did for so many other things. Change won't ever come unless we make the change. And that's going to take me over to, and it's time to get into our regular segment. Let's see. We have a caller in the 310-977. Let's see if they wanted to say something. Caller in the 310-977 area code, are you there? Good morning. Welcome to the show. Caller in the 310-977 area code, would you like to share a statement? Okay, let's just put them back on hold. Let's see. Put them on hold. We got a caller in the 323-64. Oh, wait, that's my brother, Eric Jones. Hey, well, thank you, Eric. You and Shirley listening to the show. We want to commend you guys for listening in. Appreciate you guys. Call in the 323-646 area code. Would you like to say something? Call in the 323-646. Would you like to say something? Welcome to the show. Good morning. Call in the 323-646. Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Okay. There we go. So, without further ado, as we count down, it's time for us to get into another segment of our show. I don't know whether to start off with the sports report or health and wellness. Let's start off with health and wellness with Vera Jones. Without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Okay, Eddie, thank you. So I have a question today for everyone. Now, you don't have to tell me right now, but just think about it and check it out yourself. So today, what products are you using in your home for cleaning, disinfecting, and deodorizing? Because we all have all types of chemicals in our home and garage that may be causing us some irritation to our skin. And, of course, our skin is the largest organ of our body, and it may become rash, like red or itchy. And some chemicals are so dangerous that they may cause health issues, disease, cancer, or problems with our liver. Just imagine, with all the different type of chemicals that we carry in our home, just take a look. Can you read any of them? And a lot of them will cause irritation to our lungs, our throat, and our respiratory system. So, if possible, try and avoid using the oven cleaners, lots of bleach and ammonia, the dryer sheets, the air freshener that you spray, different soaps that are not good that you do your laundry with, polishes that you're going to polish your wood furniture, and also the drain cleaners. Because a lot of them have different type of chemicals that are really deadly when used, well, as often as frequent as we do, because we want to keep our environment clean. So I did come up with a couple of DIYs that are my favorite, but due to time, let's see. I'm just going to mention a couple of things that I really enjoy making myself. When I have grapefruits or lemons or oranges that are about to go bad or lime, I usually squeeze them and I'll put them in a gallon and I will put vinegar. And that's a DIY home cleaner, like for antibacteria. And that is something that we can keep on hand. Okay, so we have baking soda. Now, baking soda, not only is it good for cleaning the dirt and the grime, but it's also great to whiten your teeth. You can use it as a deodorant and for acid reflux. And vinegar, that is one of my favorites. You can clean those mirrors with the vinegar, with the newspaper. And it's also great for soap scum, and it helps whiten your clothes. How about hydrogen peroxide? Now, that's a great disinfectant that cleans anti-mildew and mold, and it helps kill viruses. And the next would be rubbing alcohol. That's a great cleaner for making wipes, and it cleans the chrome in your bathroom or your kitchen with a little dishwashing soap. And what you can do when you're making the special cleaners, you can add a couple of your favorite essential oils to that. And mine would be lemon, orange, and lavender for sure, one of my favorites. And while you're cleaning, why not just boost your mood and your environment by lighting a soy candle and turning on your home diffuser with your favorite essential oil or Palo Santo or sage. And in doing so, instead of using some of the harsh cleaners, you can use your own. And if you don't like the DIYs, if you don't want to make any yourself, try and use some of the natural products. There is an example that are biodegradable and earth-friendly. Sun Harvest, Myers, Method, Seventh Generation, Dr. Bonner Soap. And all of these are some of my favorites to put together to make a different cleaner, because guess what? These are safe to use around your children, your elders, even your pets. And there are no parabens. It's no harsh material. And guess what? First of all, it's natural. And it's sensitive. If you have sensitive skin, yes, watch out. So today, the next time you go to the store, take a look. Or even without going to the store, just go look in your cabinet up under your sink and see what type of cleaners you have. And why not try and invest in some earth-friendly products next time you go out to buy your toothpaste, your deodorant, your lotion, and your shampoo. Because what we put on our skin affects our skin internally and externally. And that is Health and Wellness Today. Thank you, Eddie.
All right, let's give a big hand for Barry Jones of Health and Wellness. That was good. That was good. Keep it helping.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Vera Jones.
We have a caller, 832-880. Caller in the 832-880, are you there? Hello. Good morning. Caller in 832-880. Hello. Caller in 832-880, are you there? Okay. When you call in, if you want to talk to me, press 1, and apparently they did. But that's the problem in Texas. And whoever it is, we love you, and God bless you. You're welcome on the show. Now, without further ado, and time is counting and clicking, so I'm going to have to jump off of Facebook Live. I'm going to have to get off of Facebook Live because I need to start moving around. But the show must go on, and it still will go on. Matter of fact, if you dial 646, this is for all my people on Facebook Live right now, because I'm about to go off Facebook Live. Dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 to listen to the rest of the show over the phone. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you can go to Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can listen to the show like that, too. Okay, so on the phone is 646-787-8064. And we're getting ready to go into our next segment, which brings me to none other than Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I said the sports report. I said the sports report was next. And then we get Clarence M. Allen. But without further ado, it's time for the sports report. Cousin V, please take the floor.
Okay, so this morning I want to start off with the Kentucky Derby. Will be starting this week, next week on May the 1st. So ladies, get your hats out and take your pictures and show us what you look like, and you can share those on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever platform you prefer. And then also we have NASCAR that was on this weekend. And in pole position, while we had Denny Hamlin, he has 446 points. Second place, we had Martin Truex Jr., 359 points. And then in third place, Joey Logano, 353 points. And also, I don't know if you saw the highlights of the Indy 500, but he did have a bad rollover. And praise God, it was live on TV, but he came out alive. But they're questioning something about the way that the Talladega course is ran, so they're looking into that. Also, NASCAR is forming partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of America. The nationwide partnership will focus on three core areas. That is STEM education, career development and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. So hats off to NASCAR for doing that. And then we want to go to our PGA championship on this past week. It was the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, and Lensman and Smith both shared that purse. It was $1,669,300. And then on next week, they will have the Valspar, which is a paint. They will have that classic on next week. This weekend, it starts on the April 29th through May the 2nd. And last year's winner was Paul Casey, so we're going to see what happens this year. And then to our NBA scores, for those of you that want to know, on Friday night it was the Heat played the Hawks, and the Hawks beat them 118-103. The Nets beat the Celtics 109-104. Clippers beat the Rockets. That's California and Texas again, 109-104. And I like to say that because it is from California, not from Texas. And we always have a lot of clashing and going on with our team. So hats off to the Clippers on this win. The Hornets beat the Cavaliers 108-102. The Wizards beat the Thunder 129-109. The Warriors beat the Nuggets 118-97. The Grizzlies beat the Trailblazers by 2 points, 130-128. And then on Saturday, we had the Knicks beat the Raptors 120-103. The Bucks beat the 76ers. They, ran over them, 132-94. We had the Spurs beat the Pelicans 110-108. The Pacers beat the Pistons 115-109. The Heat beat the Bulls 106-101. And the Nuggets beat the Rockets 129-116. And the Timberwolves beat the Jazz 101-96. And the highlight and the classic that was on TV was California versus Texas again. And that was the Mavericks over the Lakers 108-93. And then on yesterday, the Celtics lost to the Hornets 125-104. The Nets beat the Suns 128-119. Grizzlies over the Trailblazers 120-113. Wizards over the Cavaliers 119-110. The Pacers again 131-112. The Kings lost to the Warriors 117-113. And the Hawks beat the Bucks 111-104. And then they will have a lot of games going on tonight. The Lakers will play the Magic tonight. And so there's what's going on with those Lakers. And the Clippers will play the Pelicans tonight also. And then in the MLB, Major League Baseball, right now, and you know they play at least 3 to 4 games against each other. on yesterday, the Athletics beat, lost to the Orioles 8-1. The Mets beat the Nationals 4-0. The Indians beat the Yankees 7-3. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 1-0. The Red Sox beat the Mariners 5-3. The Royals over the Tigers 4-0. The Angels beat the Astros 4-2. We know that's another California team. The Diamondbacks beat the Braves 5-0. And the Rangers lost to the White Sox 8-4. The Pirates beat the Twins 6-2. The Brewers beat the Cubs 6-2. Cardinals beat the Reds 5-2. And the Rockies, wow, they really had a good game. They beat the Phillies 12-2. The Giants beat the Marlins 4-3. And then the Diamondbacks again beat the Braves 7-0. And the Padres beat the Dodgers by 1.8-7. So today it will be more games this evening, also in the MLB and the NBA. This is my sports report. Y'all have a blessed week.
Wow.
Cousin V.
Cousin V.
Cousin V.
Health and wellness and the sports report was nice. Both of them wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we have a little bit more time today. So without further ado, I don't know if he's going to do the Hines Soul Brother or regulate the manual. Clarence and Allen, introduce to take the floor. Give us one or the other. With all this heinous stuff going on, with all this ball stuff, you know, it's time for regulate the manual.
Regulate.
Take care, Rick.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie.
Yes.
You know, this weekend they had Murder Victim Crimes Right Weekend. Yesterday was an amazing event by LaWanda Hawkins. She's the CEO and founder of Justice for Murdered Children. Man, we were at, I don't remember the name of the park, but it was on Pacific Coast Highway in Vermont, which is right there on the corner. News companies came out because, you know, murder victims have rights. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this DA we got is violating the rights of these families to get justice for their murdered family member. A lot of mothers was out there, Pastor Eddie, whose child was murdered. Even a father spoke, a Latino man, his name was Tony. He spoke real eloquently of his son and the atrocity, the life that was taken from him. And, you know, it made me think about these two books that I've written, you know, Regulate the Manual. It's for us who's living now, the life that we're living, these events, experiences that we all share out here. And then the Haunted Soul Brother is written because of murdered victims. You know, who could believe that everybody that died from a murdered or a violent act rest in peace. You know, in the Haunted Soul Brother, many of these souls became restless, and they all come together and summon for something, and that's why we have the Haunted Soul Brother. But because of most of our discussion was because of the living today, and we talked about the racial indifferences in our country, the violent acts, the incarcerations, the discrimination, the profiling, all the way up to the murders. We're going to start here and regulate the manual. So I'm hoping to eventually reach each and everyone who are on our planet. First, allow me to give thanks to Almighty God for those who are not racist. I believe that everyone is aware of racism. And we have racists who practice racism every day. On the other hand, we also have people who have a genuine love within their heart and soul for each and everybody. It does not matter what is the race, creed, or color. Today, such people have become a rare breed and a hard jewel to find. In today's life, these special characteristics of humanity are dwindling at a rapid pace. It will have to be some of these people who will surely contain some very strong regulators within themselves. which makes it certainly more gripping to the handling of the vast array of situations and circumstances that they are going to go through along the journeys of their lives. This I do believe. I must open the ball on the white races, the Hispanic races, the Asian races. There are Asians who are really who really do exist. Last but not least, my very own creed, the black races. Of course, there are plenty of, in every ethnic culture, who live with the stench of racism and prejudices. Reasons, there are millions of reasons. What is your reason? Well, let's open up the doors and open up the doors wide. The racists, the gays, and lesbians all along with all of the status quo, they will be joining us right here within and without regulate. Open up every door. Let them in. Doors open, man, and everyone is welcome. Now to all the other individual groups, sects, organizations, corporations, institutions, and or affiliations that you think you just might have been missed, forgotten, and mentioned. Believe me, you, your people, they're up inside of here. I believe that everyone under the sun has a place, and they just may eventually get mentioned or touched upon at one time or another. But if you feel that you still have not been included, stand up right now and represent yourself. Let it be known. Get up. Do not be scared. Jump yourself right up out of your seat. Get in where you can fit in. This is a test for your regulating abilities. Test, test. 1, 2. There's always plenty of room for more regulators. Remember this. The more, the merrier. Always know that you're entering at your own risk. Watch your 6. To each and every man, woman, and child, along with the rest of the creatures who may step through these very doors, your help may be found inside and outside of this manual. So regulate yourself only within the confinements of the regulations. Guaranteed, you will pass through your journeys with a genuine regulator. I'm going to stop right there, Pastor Eddie, and we're going to move on to the next segment. But thank all of you for listening. I hope I read something that everyone can relate to, maybe even experienced it. And if you don't have this book, go to regulatethemanual.com and get this book, because this book is written, and you are in here.
Wow, that was amazing. Let's give a big hand. Let's give him a big hand.
Thank you.
Brother Clarence, man. Brother Clarence.
Later.
Amazing. Amazing. At this time, it's time for some poetry. Time for some poetry. Linda, are you still with us, Linda?
I'm still with you, and I didn't start out my morning very well, and I'm looking at all this stuff, but I think this is the one we talked about, the journey. And this is called The Journey. The journey starts and never stops the moment of your birth. Each step you take toward your cross, you'll make to show your worth. Before the end will finally come, when all your work here will be done. Then, like Jesus, you'll ascend in spirit and in truth, leaving friends and family with written words of proof that a wondrous life awaits you when you see him on his throne. And you will know for certain that you never were alone.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Let's give a big hand for that, Linda. That was nice. Very nice. Well said, Linda. Well said. Now, Linda, is that your only poem you have for us today, or do you have another one?
Oh, I have lots of poems.
Let's hear one more.
Okay. This one I wrote when I get lots of appeals from charities, and there was a testimony about a young Hispanic man that really touched my heart. So this is called Out of the Shadows. Out of the shadows one dared to come, fearfully, hopefully, lost and undone, with nothing behind him but anger and pain. Because of the parents who didn't remain or care for the children they left on their own, with never a memory of love that was shown. out of the shadows and into the light, to a place unfamiliar and ready to fight whatever might threaten in the unknown of others abandoned when partially grown. How long is a journey to call a place home for those who accustomed to being alone are faced with the many where welcoming more is creating a line from the gate to the door.
Wow. That's amazing. Amazing.
Wow,
just
that's
amazing.
Amazing, Miss Linda. That's great.
All I can say is, wow, thank you so much. That's just amazing. I love it. I love it. Without further ado, it's time for Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha. So let's wait. Hold on. Let's get Dr. Aretha in the studio with us. There we go.
Please
Dr. Aretha, please take the floor. How are you, Dr. Aretha?
I'm fine. Pastor Eddie, God bless you and all the co-hosts and listeners. I am fine. Thank you very much for having me for this segment. And I want to say to Brother Clarence that I wasn't able to be at the event, but I did announce it to the listeners and the support group on Saturday. And the park was the Ken Malloy Harbor Regional Park. It was Ken Malloy, Ken Malloy Harbor Regional Park in Harbor City. And I heard that it was really, really nice. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. And listen, all you beautiful listeners out there. So today is April the 26th, 2021. But 2 days ago, April the 24th, 2021, guess what we celebrated? April the 24th, 2021 was National Pigs in a Blanket Day. It was National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Oh my.
We like those sausages wrapped inside those pancakes, right? Guess what? I love pigs, and but listen, have you ever heard of something called swinophobia? Swinophobia, it's a fear of pigs, right? It's a fear, and it's currently on the rise. It derives from the word swine, okay, which originates from the Old English word swin, okay? And so people that have this phobia, and it's a real fear, it's a real fear of pigs, and people generally don't eat pork, and they hate to be around pigs, and if they see a pig, they usually experience, they go into a full-blown panic attack or an anxiety attack. They start trembling, they feel nauseous, they start sweating, they have shortness of breath, not just at the sight of a pig, but at the mere thought of a pig. They go into a full-blown panic attack. And usually with people that suffer from this phobia, and it is a disorder, they found that cognitive behavioral therapy is very effective, okay? Now, most phobias originate from a traumatic event. You know, you have people that fear water because they had a near-drowning experience, or they witnessed someone drowning, or maybe they were pushed into some water. And so they have a fear of, you know, water. But swinophobia usually stems from an extreme dislike of the animal. They just hate the way the animal looks. And if they start to think about the animal, they just become really anxious, okay? But I want you to remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Well, let's give a big hand for Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
Aretha.
Yes. Give
great
a big hand.
Information, Dr. Aretha.
There's a nice joke I'll tell in the commentary.
Wow.
And listen, I love pigs. I have to say, me and my twin sister love pigs. I have a picture of myself with my niece used to have a pig. And so I'm going to send that picture to Pastor Eddie so that he could post it on the Facebook page, because my twin sister and I love pigs, real pigs, stuffed animal pigs. We just love pigs.
And porky pig, yes.
That's all right. That is all right. Well, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. What an amazing show we've had, and it's not over yet. We're getting ready for one of the most important parts of the show, and that part of the show will be called the commentary. So without further ado, Professor Reeves, take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And it is always an honor to be on the show, and I miss when I'm not here. So I'll try to give extra details, because last week was very, very stressful, especially when you're dealing with the Chauvin case. Otherwise, I'll go through the process of thanking everyone. So once again, Pastor Jones, for a wonderful, wonderful format where we get a chance to show respect, love, and a fellowship with each other as we're dealing with the real deal, Holyfield. I also want to thank the co-producer at Excellent and keeps us in track, Cousin V. Cousin V, thank you so much. It is always an honor to be here, and I'm not worthy, but I love just how we go through the sports, because it gives me a lineup of things that I've missed out. To the regulator, Prophet extraordinaire Clarence Allen, thank you so much. Always your words of wisdom.
You the man.
Phenomenal. Yes. You know, back at you, and we'll be in that back in the limo, as we talked about when we shut this thing down. Thank you, Vera. As you mentioned, I've got my aloe vera, but also I've been using the hydrogen peroxide and alcohol for many years and vinegar to wash up, so it's good to remind all the folks these simple things that can be used, and you don't have to deal with Clorox or some of those other products that are available. So thank you once again. A shout out to Talana Jones, much love to you, and hope you have a blessed week. To Linda, I got my wonderful hug dealing with the journey, and also with the second with the wonderful poem, so I'm feeling rather toasty. And then finally to Aretha, yes, definitely you and I share this one thing about it, and I'll leave on with this note and also with this joke, because I also had a love for pigs, and I was also be able to defend them as well. So as the defendant, the pig now becomes the suey. Sorry, I'm so sorry about that. So thank you so much. And so with Melanie, thank you so much for everything that you're doing, and to a shout-out to Howard Strowman and also to Prophetess Monica. And to our wonderful guest, Christopher Wilson, Commissioner Christopher Wilson, for showing us what's going on in the world and how he's used his authority and power to help make a difference for expunging records as well as reunifying many of the migrants. And then finally, shout out to Mr. Pianchi, always a wonderful contradicting point of view, but also good to hear from him that things are well. So here we are. Let's look at it from this point of view. Last week was a nail biter, as we saw with the Chauvin case. The one thing that did happen was just across the nation was the unification that was occurring, where people were just praying, hoping, they were outside protesting where they're supposed to be, and that there was just this genuine interest that justice was going to happen. And that's amazing, because if we look back to what happened with the Rodney King beating, that it ended differently, and there was a possibility of a certain insurrection that was coming up. But it didn't happen. The one thing that also struck me was that looking at Keith Ellis's team, it was a rainbow coalition of folks who were brought together. And the one thing that made the difference in this case overall was, of course, the videotape. But the other thing is that they didn't try to go for attacking the police. They went for the person, and they tried to stay away from premeditated murder, because that is always a difficult, high bar to pass. But what they did was something brilliant, no different than our wonderful colleague who's in Texas that did the videotape of the murder of the young man out in Texas, where he did a whole play about it. They chose to do something obvious. What they did was that they used a felony, which is obvious to everyone, that's assault and battery, which in Minnesota law can be linked to a felony murder, which is connected to the murder itself. So you could show intent, but it's almost like intent, which is dealing with another felony that's being done, which was fairly obvious. You didn't try to speculate.
You didn't try to destroy the reputation of the police officer. You went for the actual act that was going on. And then everything else kind of went down from there, because it's not full intent, but it was, you had an intent to do something which is reckless, which is the other thing. And then the third would be, he was just negligent. And then when you got, but when you see this happening, and the jury, which was made up of the same coalition of folks that was together, there were African Americans on the jurors, there were whites, and there were also people of color, it was phenomenal to see what happens when we're working together. So when we get to this topic of what's going on with these laws, it is now seeing that the power structure of the original structure that was put together, which was based on, of course, exploitation, is now in fear. Because at this point in time, the base of the Republican Party at this point is crumbling, because they're seeing all the good that is happening. And that would have to be the Father God working in their lives, because they're seeing that we're not the enemy. We just want them to have a good life. We want their kids to have a wonderful life. And everyone can do that by getting the stimulus check, by being kind to each other, and as our guest showed, expunging records, but also reunifying the migrants together to show that we are not that country that number 45 was over, and that we are different. We are caring. We're loving. We are patient, and we are kind, and we are forgiving in this process. So everyone should give each other a pat on the back for staying on the line, as Pastor Jones does each and every day with these murder cases, by staying woke and putting in an administration which is woke in every way, shape, or form. And the fact that they're moving and talking about issues such as D.C. statehood, such as repealing the old laws that were put in place by the Republicans, and also looking at changing the dynamic, and even Merrick Garland now starting investigations of police departments, says that we are in a new day and that help is on the way and it is here. So you can feel definitely good and very happy at the direction that we're going, but that doesn't mean that we can become complacent. That means we need to stay on the protest and stay on the wall and stay in the discussion. Because now you're seeing the fear that's going on by having these draconian authoritarian rules being put in place, because it's working. They wouldn't be putting these things in if it wasn't working. And since their base is now they're realizing that number 45 doesn't have control of the base that it used to, and they're now slowly being picked off one by one, you can see that the Father is talking to these people's hearts, and that the mobilization that was there before, they're beginning to question, is this the right direction to go? Now, it's not going to be easy, as Sister Linda mentioned with the journey. You know, and as Talana has mentioned, it's going to be painful. But the thing about it is that it's going to be well worth it. And the fact that we are never alone when we do these things. And the fear they have is, because we're never alone, we will be effective in moving in the direction that the good Lord is placing us. So when you think back of all the troubles that are going on, God is on the throne because he set it up for us to be in this spot here. It could have been something totally different, but he said, no, I have the plan. Be obedient. Do as I've asked you to do, and it's going to work out. And it will be glorious, and it will be wonderful. And with that, that's my commentary. I yield back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's give a big hand for the commentary. Oh, Professor Reen.
Thank you, Professor Reen.
Oh, my gosh. You knocked it out the park again. Oh. You knocked it right out of the park one more time. Oh, my gosh. Well,
every time.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
everybody
Pastor
out
Jones,
there.
You can feel good because now Anthony Mackie, an African-American actor, is now the new Captain America. So
yes,
we have our
yes,
first
yes.
Black Captain America, along with Daniel Kaluuya and all the other folks who did well during the Oscars from Yuen Ma and also Chloe Zhao. So it's happening.
I got to tell you, the Oscars was very different last night. I watched it as I was watching the Dodgers game. But it was definitely different. It definitely had a lot more color to it than normal.
It still had a few little glitches, but overall, we won some Oscars last night. Tyler Perry got the Humanitarian Award. It was really good, and I'm just glad.
And then seeing Glenn Close doing the butt.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to dance and shimmy.
Yeah, she had a little soul. Yeah, she did. Now, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I'm going to be signing off now, and I'm going to turn it over to Cousin V to close us out today. But I want you to remember this. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And I always want you to remember, with God, the best is always yet to come. God bless you. Cousin V, take over. Close out the show. I love you all. God bless you. And I can't wait until next Monday. Boy, do we have a show for you and a super guest you're not going to believe. But tune in next Monday, and you'll get better and better and better in understanding your civil rights, your constitutional rights, and your human rights. And whatever you do when you're protesting, watch out for the cars. Go ahead, Cousin V. Take it over.
Eddie, don't shut off your phone, because if you do, it shuts off the show. And we still have about five more minutes, so if anyone would like to have – Ms. Linda, do you have another poem you'd like to read us? Ms. Linda, are you there? Clarence?
Yes, I'm here, Cousin V. I would say for all of us, let's speak to somebody who's young this week, somebody who's younger than us, and let's inspire them and let's share with them about what life is all about. And it's just
Hello?
About living. Can you hear me, Cousin V?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Brother Clarence. Go right ahead.
Yes, let's share with them. Life is about it's about living and loving and respecting and disciplining ourselves to care for others and
yes,
let's just share
you.
The
can you hear me?
The light of God. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for producing another wonderful show. Thank you, Cousin V, Professor Reams, Aretha Adam Jones, Vera. Thank you, Linda Golden. Mr. P, I appreciate your opinions because it gives me the opportunity to see the end look and the outlook on those who don't see life my way. Thank you.
And I got to say to you guys, what a show we've had for you today. It was such an honor again. The commentary was perfect. Health and wellness was great. Mental health in you was phenomenal as usual. And the sports report was off the chain. Everything was good. Professor Reams with the commentary. Oh, my gosh. And don't forget, Regulate the Manual with our co-producer, Clarence Tim Allen. Everybody was just phenomenal. And our great guest one more time, Commissioner Christopher Wilson. This is Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to sign off with a song. So, Cousin B, why don't you give us a song to close out with? Any song that you might choose will be just fine.
so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act.
Going